Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Guest coming to us from Australia, the big continent right over the pond. We're talking to him about his band Speed Week's new album, Week Speed, which comes after, I think, a 4 or 5 year hiatus. We have frontman Elliot G on the line, coming to us from somewhere in Aussie. Whereabouts are you coming to us from, Elliot?
So I'm in Launceston, which is in Lutruwita, Tasmania.
Ah, right. So you are based in Tasmania still?
Yes. Yeah, I am. The rest of the band's in Melbourne, mm-hmm. In Nam, but mm-hmm. I'm here in Lutruwita in the north of the state, the states kind of. There's Hobart, the capital city, and then Launceston.
Nice. We were talking earlier about the comparisons between Tassie and New Zealand, and I think a lot of it comes down to really having a relatively pristine environment.
Yeah, I think that's where the comparisons come from, and probably the mountains, mm-hmm. And the dense forests, which we have a lot of down here. But yeah, need to get to New Zealand to compare, you know, to check if that's true.
Yeah, I got to go to Tasmania to see if it's true as well.
We'll have to do a timeshare.
We'll do somewhere in the middle. Gold Coast. What was I going to say? What's the music scene like in Tassie right now?
So down south in Nipaluna, Hobart, there's an amazing music scene, and there always has been, really underground DIY music scene. So so many good bands down there. And obviously you have like Dark Mofo, which is kind of helps with that as well. But there's always been a great underground scene in the south. And then up north, we don't have a great music scene. some friends and I have been part of trying to kind of get that going and kind of try to get some community music events started. But yeah, it's a tricky place to get it going. And there has been music scenes in the past. But it just always relies on like very few people to keep it going. So it's never been super sustainable, but there's some great bands in Launceston, and you know, the Speed Week sound and all of our members, even though half of them are in Melbourne, most of us are from Launceston, one's from Hobart. So, you know, our sound and our ideas in the songs are very much influenced from growing up in this place.
Man, I'm very glad to hear. I mean, I imagine that there was kind of a decent punk scene in Tasmania, given the sort of against the establishment vibes Tasmania gives off. I know it's quite a hub of left-wing sort of politicking, correct?
It can be a hub, it's you know, but like down south, there's a lot more of a, alternative left-leaning hub. But yeah, a lot of Tasmania, which people probably don't know, it's still quite conservative, and also probably a lot of politically unengaged people, which is actually the hardest part of it, because education is a real issue in Tasmania, especially in the north and northwest. So people aren't super engaged with how politics actually affects them. But I think because of the more conservative elements, especially in Launceston, growing up here, we always found the humour in it, and, you know, started our own bands and our own little gigs, just to kind of, I suppose, poke fun of it and, push back against it. And, you know, Launceston's a pretty quiet, sleepy place at times, so you can always get away with stuff in the darker hours.
Hell yeah. They're for being silly and being a bit mischievous, aren't they?
Yeah, and also there's, you know, in our songs that we write, there's a specific humour that definitely isn't born from Melbourne. It's very much a Tasmanian sense of humour, of like, you know, pushing back against, you know, the conservative groups, but also not taking things too seriously. It's all pretty tongue-in-cheek.
I went to Melbourne in February, and while I really enjoy my time there, like, the food's incredible, it's so many diverse cuisines. The fashion is pretty on point, whatever. It does feel like it's very much in a bubble and that they might be a little bit allergic to humour. They do give off that sort of vibe.
Yeah, like it's a bit... I lived there for 10 years and, you know, loved it. It's an amazing cultural city. Like, there's so much, you know, going on culturally. And I learnt so much, especially coming from Launceston. But sometimes, yeah, Melbourne's a bit self-conscious of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, yeah, it takes itself a bit seriously, too seriously. Which, I mean, I would say for most of Australia, Australians tend to, we tend to think we're pretty laid back, but actually we take things pretty seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And we brush it off. So
that's good, because New Zealanders don't take themselves seriously, and we have a really horrible, inefficient and brutal government as a consequence. Talking about your humour, though, to announce the big album blowout show at the Gasometer, or the Gasometer Hotel, you guys recruited the talents of a man named Nolsey from Cameo. Who is this man? I want to know who this guy is.
Oh, we got... it's his name's Shannon Noll. He was a... he came second in Australian Idol in, like, the early 2000s. And, yeah, our guitarist was obsessed with using Cameo. And, you know, we used some of our band funds, which wasn't probably a great use of them to promote one of our gigs. But he's a bit of a, like, I suppose a weird mainstream cult figure. And he had, you know, he had two hits and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, he promoted that gig, which, I mean, people came to, but I don't know how much he did.
It'd be cool to see him at the gig in person. That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah. It might be good, but I feel like it would take away from us performing.
Very true. You get distracted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this new...
but yeah,
I
wouldn't be letting him on stage for a duo. Definitely not.
He might have some really, you know, really incredible punk talents that he's not shown the world. You know, you can never judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, maybe, but I feel like you can tell.
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
You read the first page, not for me.
Yeah, not for me, yeah. See ya.
This new album of yours, Weak Speed, it took 4 years to make, despite its 17-minute runtime. I ran the numbers, which means that every day you guys made about 1.4 seconds over those past 4 years. Is this delayed due to perfectionism, or is it, you know, the distance between you and the other band members who are in Melbourne?
Yeah, it's a few different elements. It's like, we definitely are perfectionists of how we want the songs to be. We never just want them to be kind of quick, hard-hitting punk songs. We want them to be thought out. But, you know, one of the big parts is that the three other band members are in Melbourne. So Andy's on drums, Brad's on bass, and Weber's on guitar. So we kind of recorded it over 4 years. If I'd go to Melbourne or they'd come down here to record. And, you know, a lot of the album was written over WhatsApp. Our drummer, Andy, he records everything and produces it. So, you know, if I was in Melbourne, we'd just try and record stuff and write stuff when we were there together. And we also did a few recording sessions in Tassie. We actually did a recording session at like a regional hall.
Whoa. Someone came in thinking that...
Yeah, it was during the Tasmanian
election.
There was a voting.
Yeah.
The state election. And a few people turned up saying, is this where I vote? And we were just in there with a laptop and a microphone, three of us just sitting around in this huge hall recording vocals, which is funny because that's actually where we record the last track of the album, the title track, Weak Speed. So, you know, it took us on some journeys, and also, yeah, it just kind of organically evolved. And even though it's 17 minutes, I feel like we're really happy with, you know, the package and the conceptual piece of our LP that we've got. And I suppose with my lyrics as well, I take a very conceptual approach and go pretty deep with ideas and concepts and, you know, go everywhere possible before getting, you know, the final the final words down, which means we pack a lot into the songs, which I always like. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of energy packed in and a lot of ideas. Yeah.
It's kind of like watching an episode of Tim and Eric in a way, because it's just like there's so much happening. And it doesn't feel like 10 minutes, but it is actually 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I just had to, I just watched that. I just consumed that media.
And I like to think that, you know, like the album starts with business as usual, and then takes the audience on this big journey. And, you know, it's also a real response to, we started, you know, writing these songs in 2020. So it's really, was really a response to COVID and then a post-COVID Australia. And then, you know, everything that came with that in life. And for all of us, a lot has changed. And in that time, I've had two kids and our guitarist has had a baby and I've moved house. And, you know, a lot's happened in Tasmania politically and in the world politically. And also a lot of, you know, we were talking about the natural environment before. Like, a lot of the album has been inspired by coming home to Tasmania and being really inspired by, you know, the natural environment, and but also inspired by what's happening to it and what people are trying to do and how they're taking from it and trying to respond to that as best I can. And, you know, one of the songs is just a full onslaught, because a politician really, really annoyed me at one stage. So that one's called White Collar Crime.
Oh, right. I want to,
you know, then
I want to touch on these anti-establishment themes, because there's a lot of them on the opening track, Business as Usual. It sort of sums up the economic elite class of billionaires who are very ego driven business people who do their deals and they screw over everyone else, save for the lucky few who, you know, win a spa or they win lotto, as you mentioned on the song. Because I don't really know much about the Australian elites, like, was it Julia Reinhart and Clive Palmer? But when you when you made that song, were you thinking about those kind of people?
Well, it's, I suppose I kind of first was inspired by, like, you know, what's happening in Tasmania, because there's a lot of kind of, here there's a lot of old money and a lot of, you know, there's a lot of hidden power, and you can see the strings being pulled and how they're taking advantage of people not being engaged with what's happening around them. So it kind of, you know, kind of started as that. Like the phrase business as usual was kind of inspired by businesses after COVID putting up stickers saying it's business as usual and hearing that. But then hearing that phrase spoken by politicians or big business, because they just wanted everything to go back to normal so they could keep making money. But yeah, it's looking at you know, people who make money from forestry or from salmon farming, or you know, I spent a bit of time in the Pilbara and saw the amount of iron ore on the back of trains up there, and just the amount of, you know, the pillaging of the environment and the taking constantly, that, yeah, does only serve a very small amount of people. And it is such a, it's such an eye-driven thing. But, you know, that business as usual song, I basically inhabit that character and try to, yeah, be very sarcastic about what they're trying to do.
Yeah. You feel the boots really, you feel those shoes quite scarily well, I'll say that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
maybe you got a businessman inside you, Elliot.
Well, I probably am. I actually run a composting business here in Launceston. So, but you know, my previous to Week Speed, I was a theatre maker and performer. So for me to write the songs, it really helps to get into a character and find that character's voice and then speak from there. But yeah, business as usual is a fun one to create.
There's the track Subdivision, which kind of reminds me of Harry Enfield's Loads of Money song from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And that
yeah.
you're kind of embodying this sort of like really wealthy sort of middle class tradie who's able to buy a house in a subdivision, yeah. and they're really looking forward to the subdivision. And it's weird because there's such an eagerness in the sort of YoPro tradie kind of classes, the soon-to-be property owner classes who have yeah. somehow managed to be able to afford a mortgage. They really want to get a subdivision. They want to go move to a subdivision for whatever reason. How bad is it over in Australia? Because here it's quite infuriating, the urban sprawl. We're a young country and we know we should be better in building up, but we're still building out.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's like the two parts of the housing crisis. You know, we've got a housing crisis and people struggling to find, you know, suitable housing, but then we're also building these really unsustainable, you know, suburbs from scratch. And, you know, it's led by people, again, property developers, they buy the land, they clear it, you know, get rid of anything that is alive, uh-huh. and then build these really kind of shallow houses for people to buy. And yeah, I suppose that the song is kind of aimed at that and that dangerous idea of how those big metropolises are set up. But it's also based on the place that I grew up and where my parents built our family home. It's a place called Lagana, which is in the West Tamar, just kind of on the estuary, which is kind of Maluka. But it was... yeah, when my parents built there, it was in the 90s. It was up and coming, and it was a new subdivision. And growing up there was all right, and we were backed onto the bush, but it was also quite a sterile place and mm-hmm. not very inspiring, and mm-hmm. you were kind of, like, stuck there
yep.
in this subdivision.
Yeah, I grew up in a cul-de-sac, so I know what it's like.
Yes, but, you know, and I came back to Tassie and... was going back through Lagana a lot for work, and now it's like come a long way, and it does. It's a huge supermarket, and it's got a car wash, and it just has turned into this huge suburb and on the outskirts of town. So yeah, I just think it's a dangerous idea, and I also was picking apart the idea of subdivision. And being like, why is division in that word? Because to me, that does represent how communities are set up like that, because they are just separated from everyone else.
Completely. Completely. Hey, I really want to thank you for coming on the program and giving me some of your time this morning, Elliot. I'm very, very thankful. Do you have any final thoughts or words you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I'm keen to people to listen to Weak Speed, and you know you only need 17 minutes, so
doesn't ask very much of your time. Yeah,
no, you could go to the supermarket, do your shopping, and listen to Weak Speed at the same time, or go for a run and you know time it with the album. But yeah, I encourage people to listen to the album, you know, from start to finish, and kind of really listen to it as a conceptual piece. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, come back to reality.
Mm-hmm. And take on board the sort of political messaging too, because we got to fight these rich people. They're too scary. They're too powerful.
Totally.
Even on the local scale, you know, as you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's really important to me, is my local community in Launceston is really important to me, and being connected to my local environment, and, you know, looking after the environment around me. Mm. So I'd say, yeah, I hope that the songs can give people energy to do that, because it's very much catharsis for me to release that energy rather than it being stuck inside.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully we'll see some more stuff in the near future. I hope you guys have more stuff in the vault, because 17 minutes, you know, It's something, but I'm eager for more. I want double album. I want three EPs by next quarter. No, thank
well,
you so
see,
much.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll you know give us another 4 years, and we'll get another 17-minute album out.
We'll get an 8-minute album in 10 years.
And yeah.
No, thank you so much, Elliot. I really appreciate your time.
Cheers, Zach. Thank you.
Take care, man. All right, folks. That was Elliot G from Speed Week. Coming on to talk about their new album, Weak Speed. We're going to be playing the track Subdivision from that new album. You are indeed listening to the Big Breakfast Show on Radio 1. We'll have Kai Time at 10:45, 10:50-ish, but we're going to go punky with it. Here's Speed Week with Subdivision. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.